I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 8. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description. After the draft, we play a game called Rank 'em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Contemplating buying Pizza Villa with another podcast member and restoring it to its past glory. Here's to the coldest beer in the tri-state area and Elvis paintings. J-Cat is here.
Yes, one of our fellow podcast members and good friend of ours, Mr. Jason Blanshine, out of the blue, sent a text message. That got the wheels really turning in my head tonight, trying to think how I could feasibly do this or how we could do it together and how great it would be. There'll be some changes. Of course, we're going to reopen the bar section. We're going to have a small cocktail menu. We'll do local delivery. We will accept credit cards, but we will still have the coldest beer in the tri-state area and the greatest pizza and food that you can find in the Midway area. So yeah, this has really got me thinking, guys. So it's an area staple. I'd hate to see it go under. Man, I don't know what to do with myself right now.
Let me add, A, I almost made this my intro myself. B, I had lunch there today and I was just sitting there watching these two older kind of run the show up, thinking, where's the future of this place? This place cannot go down. It can't go away. Like, who's taking over? And I was like, you know what? J-Cat loves this place as much as I do. We're going to have to buy this place.
Yeah, this really may need to happen. I'm not lying. Like,
you had lunch there.
The only problem I see in acquiring it is I'm not quite sure I have enough cash to purchase the whole entire establishment.
Yeah, because they don't deal with loans there. You better bring in a bucket of cash.
That's where the Mars come in.
Is it for sale?
No. But it's going to be.
Everybody's got a price. Ted DiBiase taught me that.
I thought it was for sale.
Jace, what'd you have for lunch? Cheesesteak?
Cheesesteak and fries.
That's right, son.
And not a beer because it's closed. Uh-huh. Not that I would have in the middle of the day.
Good times. Replaced shutters on his house, yard work, and now knows the pain of what it's like to mow his own lawn. Catman is here.
Up in that curb appeal. Every other weekend, boys. It's nothing more rewarding than doing some stuff on your house and making it look 10 times better. Also saving money, getting to do it yourself. So it's pretty great.
You got to hire full throttle.
The grass is relentless right now in Wisconsin. I mow it and I feel like I turn around and it's I can hear it growing. So I'm like in the two times a week, maybe here coming
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah. It's a jungle. Yeah,
for 3 weeks and then winter that? Kicks in again. Yeah. You'll be fine.
So
what do you cut it at?
An inch? I don't know. The lowest setting on my push mower.
Let me just tell you, I'm going to put in a plug for Full Throttle Landscaping in case anyone out there listening.
Whoa. He didn't throw any cash our way.
We've lived here now for almost 15 years. we've seen a number of landscaping companies come through. And I'm going to say, so far, so good with Full Throttle Landscaping. Every single Monday, I come home, that grass is cut. And that's never been the case with a number of other places around or
hey, boys, in
the area.
This is the new company name.
Uh-oh.
Manscapes? What's it say?
Hey, Manscapes. Do you see it? It
says Mars Rule.
Shorescaping?
Oh, man. Mars Rule Landscaping. Oh,
Shorescapes.
Shine, the question is, are you picking up the dog poop still, or does Full Throttle take care of that?
Full Throttle should take over that, but
the surcharge, he's not willing to pay for that.
I still can't believe it.
We actually, you know what's funny is if customers don't pick up their dog crap and we run over a couple of times, because it flings up on the deck and stuff.
Yeah.
We end up
You've charging. Stated that before.
We tell the owners that if they don't start picking it up, there's going to be a surcharge.
That poop deck surcharge.
Don't also have a problem Blanchine, before he's landing.
The poop also deck. 3.5% poop deck surcharge.
Jason, all I know is when Come we come the there, deck? The most toys are in your backyard.
You know it. They're not all ours. They're not all our toys, though, either. It's just where everyone puts them.
Spending time at the Little League fields and catching up on Marvel movies, the countdown to summer break is on. Birdo is here.
Salutations.
Softball games galore, NBA playoffs, PGA championship, and family coming into town. What more can you ask for? Bomar That's is right. here.
That's right, boys. Life's good right now. Life's good. Other than being stressed out with business, but life's good.
And poop flinging up on the deck.
Dude, I was cutting this yard the other day, and this one, they feed geese. So there's tons of, and they have like a pond in the front. It's huge. They have like a 6-acre property.
And goose poop's the worst.
So I'm freaking going, and all this goose poop is just like flinging everywhere. I'm like, what do you do with that? Like,
it just smears everywhere. Like you blow on it, and it just, it's awful.
Crumbles. It's all over our school, too. They're like all out when the kids walk to the buses. I'm like, watch the bombs on the sidewalk. It's like a maze.
Green slime.
Yeah.
Labyrinth. The House of Shine has been an in-home emergency room, surgeries, ear infections, strep throat, plus the common cold. Looking forward to a healthier Memorial Day weekend coming up? Shine is here.
It's been real. Phew. It was literally what Max got his surgery. He was like the healthiest person in our house this week. But we'll get through it. We've been pretty lucky all winter long, so it was bound to happen.
And I am your host, Eric. The Sixers did what I knew the Sixers would do. Choke. Goodbye, Doc. And the beard. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. tpublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. Here are the results of the best mall stores draft. In sixth place, comments include, now this comment was on somebody else's pick, but how is Zales someone's choice? And Zales Brookstone. Bomar's team, for food court extravaganza, 8% of the votes.
You deserve it. You deserve last place. Especially since you predicted first place. You didn't pick them all.
Is this my first sixth place this season?
No, you say that every time you come in last.
No. Maybe this season. He's pretty much third or fourth every time, so it might be.
Yeah, Zales. Zales is pretty bad. I deserve it.
In fifth place, with one more vote, comments include, well, the only comment was, Mall Till We Fall is catchy as hell. Mall Till We Fall, J-Cat's team, 9.3% of the votes.
Not last.
I wasn't expecting that.
So I got first pick.
In fourth place, a really long comment, but it's a great one. Okay, so I couldn't pick one. They all had good stores/eats, but then had someplace lame that I wouldn't go. Yankee Candle? I guess I was thinking about when I was a younger juvenile punk and didn't care about anyone else. Then I thought about the dating years and what group would make the best date. You know, you're going to end up at Bath & Body Works for sure. I went with Entertainment R Us. Build-A-Bear? Maybe fun. We should date. But then you got GameStop. Yep. Tomb Raider. Gotta have them all. Bro, the graphics are so real. Spencer's? Air Bazooka. Best $18 I ever spent. Definitely needed some fresh tunes. Korn back in those days. Limp Bizkit. Remember them? LOL. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Haha. Then to end up at the best Chinese food this side of the food court, right at your fingertips. Free samples? Yes, please. Could have gone with food court extravaganza. Good date night too, but I got cold feet about the Zales part. Too real, too fast. Because you know what time it is, baby. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Laughing face emoji. Shine's team. Entertainment or us, 17.3% of the votes. Fourth place.
I'm glad that person had a great time with my choices there.
That's Nate Dogg. Coming back.
Much respect to Nate Dogg.
Freak on a leash.
True. Well, there was a tie for second and third place, but thanks to a last-minute vote, that is no longer the case. And the person who got second place actually lost the tiebreaker for nothing. But with that being said, in third place, comments include, if you played your cards right, you could get a coffee to have with your cookie from Barnes & Noble as well. All after you got a free sample of Juniper Breeze from Bath & Body. Plus, the arcade is an event that our children will never see. And magazines and arcades rule, then cruise for chicks at Bath & Body Works. My team, mall or nothing, 18.7% of the votes.
Who's cruising for chicks at Bath & Body Works?
That's, have you not? Smells. Yeah. Lotions aplenty and candles.
Probably like, never mind.
A lot of moms there.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, that is a very, never mind, never mind, never mind.
In second
clear
place.
Clear search browser.
Comments include Bath & Body Works, Yankee Candle. I'm nauseated just imagining the ungodly blend of every fragrance on earth. Cinnamon, vanilla, pine, mint, sandalwood, coconut, orange peel, clove, cherry, toasted marshmallow, and corn. It smells like if you got bear-hugged by a sweaty and overly perfumed lady, somehow made of TV static and cake icing. And Lego store for the win. KB Toys was also a nice stop when I was a kid, and we couldn't go to Toys R Us. Hallmark always has the sweet but overpriced pop culture ornaments. Sbarro with the giant pizza slices. Boscov's? Sure. GameStop has to be a shine pick. Can't risk that team. Birdo's team, the bum killers, 20% of the votes.
Who?
Podium finish.
Who said it? Dilt.
Lucky. You lucky. G-Mom. Earlier today, somehow. We hadn't had a vote in a week, and then one vote trickled in today. And in first place, somehow, comment included, because I love pretzels and like camping equipment and pretending that I'm active. Catman's team, treat yourself. 26.7% of the votes.
Annie Ann's is a monster.
Yeah.
Yes. Monster. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I talked to three people about it, and they were like, the first thing, or they were like, Annie Ann's, like right away, pretzels.
That's not why you go to the mall, though. You try to get that shopping. I mean, you stop there, but I feel
like you need a mid-mall snack when you're shopping pick. Around, going Foot Locker, you know what I'm saying? Looking at some canoes.
Here is what we should have drafted. JCPenney, Salad Works, Victoria's Secret, The Deb, Claire's, Orange Julius, Hot Topic, Forever 21, H&M, Macy's, Johnny Rockets, Gap, Cheesecake Factory, The Container Store, Anthropology, Urban Outfitters, Delius, The Wall, Structure, PacSun, The Science Store, The Massage Chairs, Nordstrom, Finish Line, Jolly Time, The Pop-Up Halloween Stores, Merry-Go-Round, County Seat, Casual Corner, Zoomies. If y'all are allowing movie theaters at Cheesecake Factory, I don't know why no one grabbed Best Buy. Pink, Pearson Pagoda, Payless Shoes, Charlotte Russe, Journeys, Sears, Aladdin's Castle Arcade, Radio Shack, and Wilson's Leather. Also, we had a pet store at our mall. You could get puppies out and play with them. They knew you weren't going to buy them. They still let you pick them out and play with them anyway. And Sam Goody. I met Ghostface and Capadonna at a meet and greet at the one in Philly. Roy Rogers, the best place for hot roast beef sandwiches. Coffee Beanery, used to get all hopped up on espresso and run around the mall. Modell Sporting Goods, got all my Philly sports gear and hats there. And the last thing, the random fan gear shops. Not sure if it still exists, but back on East Lansing Mall in the 1990s, the Great Steak and Fry Company that had a killer cheesesteak and fries that were on par with Boardwalk Fries. Service Merchandise was also a throwback company that was a go-to on my mall list whenever I went shopping. Hudson's Department Store for their 13-hour sale ads. Starts Friday, ends Friday. Open till 11 p.m. Those were the things that we should have drafted.
This is going on my hate list for our next hate draft. People, we're not looking for to fill in the stores that we didn't mention or didn't talk about. Which ones should we have drafted? Meaning, are these in your top five? Because I know they're not. So just stop.
What do you mean? You don't think someone wants to shop in Wilson's Leather for a wallet and some leather jackets for their
own? I wouldn't have made my top 50.
Wilson's Leather is so overpriced, it's ridiculous.
Modell's is just
Leather. So overpriced.
Leather Loft all day, Gennaro.
Sports Authority?
That discount leather?
Piercing Pagoda. That's a top 30 pick.
Dillion.
I dress in all leather.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best sounds, noises, sound effects, those things that hit your earbuds and you just are happy when hearing them. Your feel-good sounds, however you want to interpret that. Bomar, coming off a last place finish, you have the first pick in the sounds draft.
Boys, when I was making this list, this was the first one, so I'm going to have to go with it. We live around these, and a lot of people come to vacation here, but there's nothing better than the sounds of crashing waves, relaxing on the beach, drinking a brewski, catching some rays, you know, surfing maybe. But yeah, the sound of waves crashing on the beach.
It's a good pick.
Glorious. Mm-hmm.
Top five.
It's a good pick. I like how you painted the picture, but remember, yeah, it's just the sound. So you can literally just be staring at the water. same pick. Crashing waves. All right. Solid pick. Not surprised coming from Bomar. J-Cat, early draft pick for you.
Both pick definitely right up there in my top five. I love it. It's good. But if I can't be on the beach listening to the waves, I definitely love to be around a roaring fire at night and just listening to it crackle and pop as you're sitting there chilling, you know, maybe having a few brewskis, soaking in some s'mores moon rays, you know, some s'mores.
Well hydrated, J-Cat.
Well hydrated. Always got to be well hydrated. Just a roaring fire, man. It's something magical about the sound of it. It really is.
Nice. Two coming off my board early.
Yeah. They're big ones right there.
Heavy top five.
Those are boppers, man.
It's all right, though. That's all right. Good sounds. Good ambiance. Shine.
Ambient.
Third pick.
I'm going right off the bat. We're going sappy, but when I was looking at my list, there's not many sounds that I like more. Probably no sounds I like more than just hearing my own children laughing. Ooh. When I'm like upstairs, Gabe might be like downstairs where our Xbox is, and he has a laugh that he will only let out when he's playing with a specific friend, Fortnite, and you know, like they're just like having the best of times. And each of them have like their own specific laughs, but like the deep, like cracking up laugh is like one of my obviously favorite sounds. And like probably most parents would say that too.
So
my just kids to clarify, laugh.
Just you're taking laughter, right?
A child's laugh.
Like my child's
okay.
Laugh.
Okay.
All right. Or I don't know how you want to word that, but
so does that mean laughter is off the board?
It's been drafted. I would say before. So, yes. I forget what was drafted before this, kind of similar. in the past. Can't remember, but that's kind of what made me jog my memory about it while I was making my list.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Can I predict what your number one pick will be? Because we've not talked about this whatsoever. I'll give a hint. It had to do with our favorite sport.
Yeah, probably. That's where I'm leaning towards. Because that's my fear, though. Water. I know it's not going to make it back to me, but I don't know. I think it's like end of the first round, second round worthy. But I am going to take it, though.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of that sweet, sweet jumper going through the net, named after, you know, the Nike symbols, named Swoosh, from the sound that it makes. But it's just a sweet sound. When we grew up playing basketball, always love that sound. Even when you're watching it on TV, you can't really hear it as much, but you just know it's like, just like butter, like just. So I'm going to take, the sound, a swish, the sound of a swish.
You can add the follow-up 2 seconds if no one's in the gym and the ball hits the floor. It's like bink, 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 dunk.
The twap. Like the,
I know, but the only thing that rivals that is chains, like metal chains.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but I don't know. I wouldn't say they're different picks. Right?
No, I'm not saying they are.
You could, but yeah.
I mean, you could, but I wouldn't, they're very similar, but very different. You know what I mean? Like it's such a cool feeling too. Especially when you touch nothing but nylon, man.
The jumper was money.
I think my sophomore year, it would have been Eric's junior year. I was at a basketball camp of the University of Delaware. And all the kids up from New Jersey, New York, and you know, up around that area were at the basketball camp. And it was the funniest thing, because if you hit a jumper, especially a long jumper or a three, and you hit nothing but net, what everyone would say was panties. It was hilarious. And I had never heard it before up there. Like, I pulled up. I remember I got to play on, like, the big court, like, actually at the Bob in front of, like, everybody. Like, people got picked out to play, like, a game in front of everybody. I played like the best I've ever played in my life. It was a one-time thing, but I hit like a long three from top of the key, and the dude on my team was like this like New York dude, and he just yells panties, and I was dying. It was awesome. So yeah, that's how I have that written down in my list, just for that, so I remember to tell the story.
Shine, quick question: have you ever heard the sound that I'm referring to?
Has he ever produced the sound?
What?
Doesn't count when it hits off the backboard into the net.
I invented the sound.
Wow.
What's the sound of your finger waving?
Wild clam.
Let's try it out. Hold on. Yeah. Listen.
So I had to do it, bro.
That's all right, because I'm torn between another sports pick, but I don't know if it's going to be universally loved the way that Shine, Bo, probably even Rob, maybe even J-Cat now love. I love the game of golf.
And a
solid putt.
That's on my list.
So the bottom of a golf.
Oh, wait. Did you say putt?
I didn't say putt.
Oh, okay.
The bottom of the cup putt is made for a flag to fit in there. So the shape has like a metal sound, but when a golf ball hits it, it kind of rattles around like a clink, 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 and you know you just sunk a putt. And I wasn't sure about that pick, but I actually bumped into a listener, fan, friend, Mr. Luff, who said that's gotta be your first pick. I'm like, I will take it if it's there. So I'm going with a golf ball hitting the bottom of the cup.
Cups.
Wow.
We talk about nothing but net. We say nothing but cup.
I thought you were going a different way with that.
The same thing. He was like, telling me, I was like, that.
I thought you were going a different way with that.
No, that it's that rattle. It's like that.
Yeah, I just thought you were going to go like that's like the, you know, the Omega. I thought you were going with the other part of it, you know.
Yeah, it's a great sound.
Bro, a golf ball hitting the bottom of the cup.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You can hear it.
Yes, I can hear it. I'm like, is it a pen? I'm going to seriously yell at the kids. Like, stop! You have to be driving them crazy.
I was like, can you guys hear that clicking?
No, I don't hear anything.
I'm talking sound.
I didn't hear anything.
Clearly a sound Katie doesn't like.
We're not editing this out either.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, Katie Blanchine.
We're
the
not.
The queen came down.
I'm playing with a little fidget toy, just kind of, and it, like, can be moved into different, I don't know, shapes and stuff. I wasn't thinking anything of it. And she's up on the couch. Apparently, I'm driving her nuts with this thing.
You got that supersonic hearing.
You have no idea.
All women have it.
Oh, said it, not me.
All right, Catman, you got back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back?
There's some surefire top picks off the board. But my first pick, I got to go with Falling Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, On Your House, it's coming down pretty good. I think me and J-Cat are the only two people that have experience growing up in a mobile home at some point. When it rains, that tin roof.
That's not true.
I feel like most of us.
We're like all of you.
Two-thirds of this podcast. Grew up in a mobile home. And the other
part, crew.
Well, anyway, that tin roof, like when the rain comes down, it comes down even harder, like, because that's all you got is like a thin layer of maybe 4 inches of tin that's on top of your thing.
Because the rest of your house is made of tin too, so it just bounces around in it.
Yeah, for sure. But Falling Rain tin roof. Yeah, like a Saturday afternoon, you know, when it's raining out, it's great for naps. It's just nice to hear like falling rain, not like pouring torrential downpour. It's just like a good, solid, steady rain.
Yeah, because the torrential downpour, you thought you were going to float away.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
That's a monster pick for six.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's our pick, though. Like, I don't like that as much. You know what I mean? Like,
there's so much water with this draft, I feel like. But I was kind of hoping that was like, I was like, man, I'm taking grenades over here. Or, yeah. But
draft didn't sound like grenades?
No. So my second one, I need a fan at night when I sleep. I have to have some type of white noise. Now I'll say fan at night, but
there's two. Hold on. It's two different white noise and like a fan. Like,
okay, but I use a fan.
Yeah,
for that reason. Yeah. Because what else do I have? But I need it. I can't sleep in silence. So like I need something where it's like falling rain would come into, you know, like, or if you're staying at the Airbnb next to the ocean, you leave your windows open, you can hear the ocean, you know. So it's all the same type of like thread here, but I need some type of like fan going. And even when we travel, my wife Autumn had found this like fan, little
box fan.
No, it's like a little machine that just like makes white noise, basically. Oh, okay. But you can make it make a fan noise, and it's amazing. It's like, I always say to her, like, we got the fan thing, and she's like, yes. Because being in a hotel room where like you don't have a fan, it's the worst. You can hear everything. But yeah, fan at night, sleeping with a fan.
Was that on everyone's
my
list?
Second one.
I didn't know that was like a
you grow up in a trailer or a mobile home.
Well, no, because so funny story going back.
We had like, air conditioning.
Whenever our heater would kick on, like that was, I would like fall asleep because the heater in the house was like super loud, you know, like it would sound like a jet plane sort of. And it was right next to my bedroom. Yeah. So it was awesome. Yeah. I'd be out like a light. Yeah. So goes back to the white noise thing, but I'm taking fan.
J-Cat, you had an air conditioner or did your parents have an air conditioned window in their bedroom?
Good call.
exactly.
We actually had three because my parents, they were good, but in the summertime, I would drag. So you live in high on the hog over there in Sweetbriar Hall.
I'm Sweetbriar, son. We are pinkies up.
Yeah, your pinkies up. Yeah, exactly, man. I'm dragging my mattress out to the living room so I can sleep in front of the air conditioning unit in the living room in the summertime. True
Did
story.
It have little tassels on it, like so you could tell when it was on?
No, I knew when that was on because it was on 8 the whole time. And you're in there. I'm in there cutting glass like on Magic Mike trying to get warm.
But before you had those units, that sound of the fan with the windows open and, well, never mind, that's a different sound, so I'll leave that alone. But those hot summer nights.
No, my family knows nothing about that. Air conditioning is the greatest sin, and we have been sinning since the dawn of time. I've never not been in a house with an air conditioner. Like, it's like, so, that was.
Since we're on this topic real quick, we're all grown, right? Do you guys do you not spare the AC now that you're like adult?
Hell
like,
no.
Every, it's on, right?
I spare right? the heat. Dude, spare the heat.
It? Yeah.
Rob. AC is always load up.
Yeah, be comfortable.
The way we no, grew no, up.
No, I for sure, I'm the same way. Because like Autumn sometimes will be like, oh, we don't need the AC on. And I'm like,
no, yes, you do.
I'm not sweating. Like
that's why I graduated high school. I could have air. Mm-hmm. I'm working hard for this life.
I can throw a hoodie on. I can put a blanket on. Yeah. There's only so much I can strip off my body.
Why do you think at some our point it's going to get like decent?
Because they were poor, Bo.
Electric bills, kid.
I came across a newspaper clipping about a year ago of our house in West Bay. We sold that thing for $14,000.
And that was good money.
This wasn't 1960 either. This was in 2000.
Dang.
14 grand.
Someone made a profit when they flipped your house, son.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even look the same.
Back to Birdo. Cat man, it's cool if I just put fan at night.
Fan hum. Yeah.
Sleeping with a fan?
I have in my notes the low hum of a fan at night.
Can you put bedtime fan?
It has to be at night because that's what you shoot.
Bedtime fan.
Yeah, put fan noise at night.
No, because like I wake up, I turn it off. Like soon before I walk out of the bedroom. So
sweet. All right, Birdo.
I would think that most of you would expect there to be no singing on this episode. But I'm gonna do it. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seed while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains. What is it, J-Cat? It's the sound.
Sound of silence, baby.
Silence. From the second I woke up.
That's on my list.
I got kids all day chirping noise. It is never ending. If you get to a moment where you hear nothing, you almost feel like you're levitating. I'm like, oh. So I'm taking, and you may say it's not in the spirit of the draft, but I'm taking the sound of silence.
100%.
I don't like it.
Now,
hold on.
Now,
hold on.
No. Bobby, no, the sound of silence is being able to hear your own self think.
Yeah, I agree with
that's
Bobby.
That's the sound of silence. It's at a premium, boys. I've got two little up there, and I love them desperately, but they don't shut up from the time they wake up until they go to bed. Half the time, they're talking in their sleep.
How many times a day do you hear daddy? Daddy? Hey, daddy. Daddy? I'm like...
Oh. Not only do I hear daddy, now I'm starting to hear Johnny. And I'm like, what, you little...
You know what I hear? I go in bed every night. Just whining. Because they don't want to go to sleep.
So I will also say this, bro. Because for the listeners, you don't know that Eric put his thumb down. I want you to visualize this, bro. After a freshly fallen snow, when you walk outside and the whole earth is silent because no one's driving and all the sound is muffled by the snow, and it's glorious, absolutely glorious. The sound of silence.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's outside the box.
I said let him take it. I ain't scared. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a good one.
Cheesecake Factory pick.
Anyone with kids gonna be like, yeah.
Red zone pick. I ain't scared.
Yeah.
Boy, we'll see. Anyone with kids will know that sound is worth its weight. Well, there is no weight. It's worth a lot of money.
But you can't pay for that. Like, you just can't.
Can't pay for that. You can pay $14,000 for that. And sit in an empty trailer.
Because it's going to get hot. I'm going to have to run the AC. And it's a window unit, so it's going to make noise.
You ever been in your house and like the refrigerator noise is making, all of a sudden it just stops and you're like, ooh, it's eerily quiet. Or you ever been in a pool and just gone in the water to hold your breath as long as you can just to not hear anything? Yeah, I'm just going to stay under here for about 30 seconds just for peace.
I like it. It's a good move. It's a good pick.
Yeah, I definitely had that one, Bob. I think that's a great pick.
So I'm going to go.
I didn't think it was going to come back to me. I was like, I'm taking it now because there's a pick I want above it, but I think it will come back to me in the third round.
So I'm going to try to go a little different here too. And what follows this may not be pleasant or fun, but if we're going on just sounds, I'm drafting farts.
Yeah.
Like, the sound of a fart is hilarious. Now, this could backfire me and people be like, ew, but it's a great pick. Think about farts.
Totally on my list.
Whether they're quiet, whether they're loud. I mean, we see videos online, people just like crapping themselves. Like, just the sound of a fart is just unbelievable. I like it. It's funny in almost all situations. But like I said, you know, we're not doing what's coming after. We're not drafting smells. We did that already.
Yeah. Big episode. The sound alone is always hilarious. And depending on the sound, I think like, ooh, he might need to change his underwear. Or, ooh, that's a little dry. Like, you know, like the butt trumpet.
Dry.
You tied us into a lot of drafts. The fear of pooping your pants. We had the smells draft.
In my research for this draft, I come upon a Reddit thread, and there was a quote near the bottom that goes along with this pick, and I saved it to send it to the pod chat later, but I'm going to share it now. A long baritone fart that is unleashed after spending the night with a new girlfriend was someone's like comment for like great sounds. So there's people out there.
And leaves the crack. Think about, and just think about some of the names. So like I just looked up some names for farts. Air biscuits, bottom burps, the one cheek bottom squeak, cut the cheese squeeze, a breezer. There's just so many funny things like
breezer.
fizzle.
I would dare to say of the picks thus far, it is the most common that we hear. Especially in my household.
And
Andre Giant's 16-second fart.
Oh.
You okay, buddy? I am now, boss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy to have that pick in the second round. Give me farts.
Eric, you said no way, but what's your longest fart?
I don't think. No.
Just, if you had to take a guess.
What?
But like had five, to take 6 guess. Seconds? Probably, yeah.
Andre Giant was 500 pounds. You are 150.
What are you talking about? I'm not disputing the length of his fart.
Oh, I thought you said there's no way.
The dude's a mammoth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
16 seconds is a long time. Well, try to hold your breath for 16 seconds. You'll see.
All right, we're back to Stein. We're rolling now.
Oh, my God. How weird is that? Literally, the word rolling is in my next pick.
Rolling, rolling, rolling,
We've already talked about rain on the rooftop. But typically before that, you will hear some rolling thunder and coming close and just sitting outside before it's raining and hearing the thunder in the distance is one of my favorite sounds that nature produces. You just know a storm's coming, which I like storms. Now that I'm out of a trailer, they don't scare me anymore. So, I mean, there's big trees around our house growing up. That sucker fell down. I was gonzo. But yeah, rolling thunder, second pick.
Thunder rolls.
And the lightning strikes. Bam, bam. Another love grows cold. On a sleepless night.
I don't even know what that song is. I always just think of it when I hear the word thunder. Control. Or lightning and the thunder.
I have never regretted a pick so fast in my life.
You're welcome.
Angels are bowling, son.
All right, good pick, Shine. J-Cat, back to you.
Making my way back downstairs because my cat and my dog are fighting.
Which goes back to the best rivalries, cats and dogs.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. All right, I got to do this. One of my favorite sounds. It's been a long, hard day. It's hot out.
Gosh, J-Cat.
I've got them sitting on ice waiting for me when I get home. And for me, cracking a beer is one of the greatest sounds.
Can or bottle?
Now, see, I like bottled beer, but sound. I prefer the crack of a can because it lets people know, hey, I've been productive today.
Hold on.
Now I'm here to
hold
fuck
on, J-Cat. J-Cat, the tisk of the can. Yeah.
And then crank that whole bad boy down.
I was going to take that with my beach. And my waves. That's
unreal, man. Oh, yeah. Cracking a beer is just, it's a great
crank
sound.
That, Batman.
Rob, wasn't that from Detroit Rock City? Tisk.
Cannot
tisk.
Believe you took that. I mean, I do, but I can't believe you took it then.
J-Cat's going for like a like a scenario. He's got cracking a fire. He's cracking beers.
Paint a scene.
Everybody.
All a
there you got to go, baby.
Yep. This is sound, not visual, Jacob.
But a sound can create a vision.
I
write that down.
All right, Bomar, back-to-back picks.
They were just like dropping right there, the last three. Man, you got me all messed up here.
Here comes a blunder. I see a blunder in the future.
The most popular thing he found.
No, I'm going to go. So this is like, so as you guys know, I've been around kids my whole adult life since I've been 20. Baby laugh. Babies. Like, so like 0 months to 6 months. I love when a baby laughs. Like, it could be anybody's kid. Just is awesome. It just brings me happiness. I mean, I guess it's for any kid laughs, but baby laughs are just innocent, just awesome.
I was right.
Me too.
No.
And then he's going to pick the top one. First of all, you just dealt with Shine's pick. My child's laugh. You have baby laughs.
Yeah.
That sounds like, what's the age? We need to have like an age range.
He said 0 to 6 months.
Like, yeah. What about like, babies don't laugh at 0 to 6 months.
Well, cooing? Early.
A baby cooing. Yes. Absolutely wonderful. Six. Love it.
All right, well, hey,
can we use that word?
That's another one.
Can we
use another one? That's another sound on my list.
Babies don't laugh from 0 to 6 months.
I'm not
you guys, age. You guys know. 6 months. 6 months to 12.
6 to 12.
Okay.
This ain't Carter's.
It better be, because I got a 2-for-1 coupon and 30% off and 75 Carter bucks.
I want to go a different route here. And how I know are you this one. This one is not going to come back to me.
Baby laughs.
I'm going to pick. This is like a sci-fi thing, but the sound of a Jedi lighting their saber up.
Big time.
The lightsaber.
Hold on. If it being activated or if it being wielded?
I'm saying lightsaber.
It doesn't matter. Both.
No, there's two different sounds.
Activated.
Lightsaber igniting.
Lightsaber. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when you first ignite that lightsaber, it's like announcing itself. Like, it's different than the hum.
All right. Lightsaber activation.
Yes. We are total nerds.
That's correct.
It's different. They're the same.
That's correct.
That's a good one, Bo. I didn't think about that.
I had it on the list, Bo. I didn't think you were going to pull it out this early, though, man.
I didn't think it was going to make it back to me.
Back to J-Cat.
So I'm not painting the picture you thought I was painting. I have to go with this one because as a kid, I went nuts when I flip on my favorite console, which is Sega Genesis, and I heard EA Sports, it's in the game. That sound right there, I was about to put in some work. I was about to hit you with Penny Hardaway on NBA Live 95. I was gonna rock some Marshall Faulk on Madden 94. Just that like introduction to the EA Sports line was always just amazing to me. Just iconic, almost as iconic as our voiceover man from the NBA Jam. But EA Sports, it's in the game. One of the greatest sounds ever.
So I like the thought, but are we drafting like dialogue?
That's
a sound bite. It's a sound.
Okay, sound bite.
Sound bite. I mean, I would say.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys don't want to do that, that's fine.
No, I don't agree.
I don't care. I don't have any sound bites on mine. So I was just like, I didn't know if everybody else was like thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Even though it's
you had that on your list.
I had, EA Sports.
And we don't have to do that, guys. I have something that's video game related I can pick right now in place of it. If we're like sound bites on effect.
That's a sound effects.
I feel like even though it's words, it does mean something to all of us. Like, yes, it was a few words, but that sound was a representation of what was to come. Get them. Mm-hmm. So I say yes.
All right, Shani, back to you.
Back to me. I had actually thought I was going with a different instrument with this one, but then the more I looked at it, the more I was thinking about it, I definitely get more pumped up when I hear a band's drum line than any other instrument. If we're at parade, we're always listening for the drum line in the distance. If we're at a sports game, UD, football, you can hear the drums. Just something about a drum line gets you all pumped up and ready to take something out.
Oh, Shine, I agree. And the first time Del State played Delaware in like forever, I was at the game, right? It's actually a close game at half. I think it was something like 16 to 10 at half. Delaware opened it up in the second half and beat Del State pretty badly. But my buddy and I, we stayed sitting there for the battle of the bands, right? And Delaware goes first or whatever, and they're playing like the overture of 1878 or something like that. And Del State's band comes out there like it's Nick Cannon and Drumline and just puts it down. And I was just like, and I'm rocking and they're rocking. It was great. I was like, Del State should automatically a tie game now just because of what their band did. It's unreal. Not to say that like Delaware's band was bad. They were good, but it was just different. It was awesome to see like that little battle of the bands. It's always a good thing at halftime that I always missed when I was playing because I never got to watch it, and it was good. So yeah, I like that.
Even in high school, our keep had an awesome drum line. At
football, we used to get fired up. Haywood Burton used to call it the knock when he heard that knock start happening.
And just for reference, I drafted that in the football draft. So
you did, yeah.
Yes, you did. So I mean, it's just, yeah, it's awesome.
Good pick.
Now, yeah, Nick Cannon got 75 kids.
I
love that
sound. I had drums. Yeah, I just like the sound of drums, like a sick drum beat. Yeah, I you're making that pick. I'm looking at my draft board, and I was like, I didn't think it'd be this hard to choose. I thought like a lot of the big ones would be taken off, but like I have a lot, and I don't think anyone's picking any of the last three I have, so I'm going to take this one because this one could be picked. I feel like this is actually all of you guys kind of do this, but probably way better than me because I hate doing it. I hate cooking. It's terrible. I'm not good at it, especially on the grill. But the sound of like sizzling meat, whether it's in a grill, in a skillet, but just like sizzling food. So you got bacon or like fajitas coming out to you on a plate. And just like that sound, you know the goods are coming, and you know you're gonna chow down, and just kind of it's like Pavlov's dogs. Your mouth salivates like before, like you even eat it. Like Batman's nodding his head in agreement, like chewing on a pen. He's like,
oh, yeah.
"I got that." So I'm just gonna go with sizzling food sounds.
I a couple off my board. Had bacon sizzling. That's what
I had bacon sizzling, and I had fajitas at a Mexican restaurant. Yeah. You know, when they kick that like swinging door open loudly and you hear, you're like, oh, I should have got the fajita.
Yeah. Coming through.
You're like, dang, I want that.
I want that. Yeah. Sizzling food.
Go ahead and give that thing a tug. You seem like a tough lad.
Strong young pup.
Yeah, he backs so over it in the van. Sorry.
Explodes. All right, back to Birdo, rolling through it halfway through the draft.
I don't get to experience this often, but whenever I do, I just love it. If you're in a small town or maybe even a city or really near a church, I love the sound of church bells, like in like multiple, I guess, pitches or tunes playing a song. It's just so peaceful to me. I just love that sound. So I'm picking church bells in parentheses in the distance.
That's what I remember.
Yep. It reminds me of like Christmassy. Even though it's not Christmas time, that bell sound is like a Christmas sound.
It makes me think of the animated Robin Hood, which is one of my favorite Disney movies. It's thematic throughout the whole thing, like with the bells ringing in the distance, and a lot of the times they're dreary and give comfort.
I knew it. You're not drafting that sound. I knew we talked about it before. Maybe left. Oh my god, I can't not laugh at that.
I'm texting Derek right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but at the end when the bells are ringing all joyful and King Richard returns and everything, like, yeah, it's just awesome. So that's what it always makes me, like, you know, think of. Ooh, is anybody else hot in here? Oh, Lord, it's hot.
All right, Catman, you got back-to-back picks, two of your last three.
Wow. All right, so it kind of changes what I want to do here with back-to-back. But I got some that are equal here, but I feel like I got to go. In the morning kind of goes with, like, the bacon sizzling.
Mm.
That drip-drip of the coffee pot. Coffee brewing.
The gurgle.
The Keurig going. Boy, yeah.
Yeah, coffee machine that filling up in the coffee, morning.
Yep.
Mm. Got that drip.
You got to set a timer, Rob, where it automatically kicks on at 6:10 in the morning.
I did have one, but I recently, like last year, I bought a Keurig that's like a 2-in-1 and it doesn't have the timer, but I just set it up in the morning. It's like a one button thing, but I do miss the automatic timer, though, waking up with the pot like already made. But I would have missed that drip. So I don't think this one's going to get picked, but it's a sound that that has a healing power, and it comes from an animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Healing heals bones. It, you know, lowers stress. If you ever
Rob.
If you pet a purring cat that's like curled up on your lap, it just makes all your stress go away, and you're just like, oh, I'm happy.
I hate powers. You so much, right? I hate you so much, right? Yeah. Now.
I'm going with purring cat.
It was on my list.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It was going to be my next pick, Rob. Purring cat is.
I didn't. Great I figured with either you or Eric, the other cats in this draft room, it might not make it back to me. So I had to take it now because my other ones probably. I feel pretty confident that no one will really take the ones I got left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Rob, for your third pick, you may put coffee brewing.
Sure.
I don't know if that's good enough. I don't know.
Morning coffee brewing.
Yeah. Morning coffee right. brewing.
I was like, that'll get you more.
I mean, like, it goes for everything. Like, if you go into Starbucks, you hear the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So, I mean, it could be coffee brewing. You know, I think people get the gist, so.
But when you're up in the morning and you're just all tired and you make that cup
of tea,
that's the best, man. Like,
Mary, vote for me, Bo.
You bet it tastes like trash water. All right, Murdo. Damn it.
I did not have this on my list till a couple of minutes ago, so I'm struggling whether if it's draft worthy.
Swerve.
My final two picks, I really don't think anyone will pick. My fourth round pick will be kind of a follow-up to my silence pick. In the world of sports,
there
is something happening at the end of a game. And there's silence as the ball's in the air or whatever. But the roar of a crowd, not the buzzer beater, but just the roar of a crowd after a baseball is hit, after a putt is sank, after a buzzer beater, after a Hail Mary.
Tiger roar? The roar
of a crowd. After Benny the Jet steals home, some say he's lost a step or two. J-Cat?
But I wouldn't be surprised to see some fireworks here today. I watched a 12-minute video of buzzer beaters because I had that on my list. And still, my favorite is Cardiac Kemba doing it like four times in the Big East tournament. Like, it's nuts. And you're absolutely right. The step back, he pulls up. It's like everything is silent. Ball hits the net, panties. Barton goes nuts.
Onions.
Absolutely nuts.
My pick of silence, Eric's pick of the swish, and then the pick of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone rips the loud fart.
The trifecta.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are, Kemba! After he cracks the beer. Yeah, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. The roar of the crowd, yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah. You can picture the scene.
I also think of, like, even though I'm not a huge baseball fan, I'm definitely liking baseball more. That I don't want to steal someone's sound.
Mm-hmm. But
bat cracking and then the crowd.
Yeah, I would definitely pick that if I didn't have basketball. I can't go too sportsy. But with my fourth pick, I had this Rob would be the only person that would pick this, but clearly he's not going this way. But I'm not sure if I should deviate. Obviously, I've been watching wrestling for, I don't know, over 30 years. Big fan of wrestling.
Wow, you're going to pick it? I think I know where you're going.
The sound, well, here's what I'm thinking about changing it to. I'm not. The sound of one, two, like the one, two, three, kind of with the crowd is sweet. But what I'm going to pick is Stone Cold Steve Austin's glass break sound. Because if you watched wrestling from 1996 to 2000, when you heard that sound, you got like a chill in your body and your arms went up like he did. And you just started like shaking your head and like rattlesnaking. It was an amazing feeling. And that sound, the sound of glass breaking is just incredible. Even just the sound of glass breaking is kind of cool anyway.
When you hear the glass, it's your ass. That's what it's.
But bro, what you just did is you sneakily pick two sounds because they're going to associate that with the boom, 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 boom. Like it leads into that next beat, which is this instant hype. So I love the pick, and that sound is glorious, and I love it.
Yeah, it's just sweet. And I like I said, I had it my fifth round. I have another one that's kind of like that for my fifth round. So we'll see. I'm just going to say Stone Cold Steve Austin's glass break. It's just an unbelievable sound. Rob, was it on your list?
Was it on mine?
Yeah.
No, but I had another wrestling one, but I'll save it for honorable mentions because I don't know if you're going to pick it again. But I had one. I thought it was like ultra specific and wouldn't get me any votes, but it is cool.
All right, we're back to Shine.
I'm not sure if this one's going to get me many picks, but there's not too often where if I'm driving down the highway and I hear the roar of a motorcycle that I'm not trying to figure out where it is because I just want to see it. Just it's almost also to me like the sound that like spring is here, summer, but really it's really springtime when you start to hear it again. But I'm going with like the roar of a motorcycle. You know, just taking off.
A Harley or like a ninja?
Or crotch rocket.
Yeah, for me, it's more it's the crotch rocket, but I don't think I need the. Well, maybe Bo might come in and do the Harley after me and kill two of my picks tonight. But
I could be in the minority, but never once in my life have I associated motorcycles with springtime. Maybe it's just me. Like, I get what you're saying, but I was I thought you were picking something else.
Nope. But for me, like, when I hear it, I almost am always trying to, like, anticipate the gear change. Like, when's the dude going to hit the gear and get in the second? There's not been something that I've had more fun back when I had my own, but it might be me just one missing that bike. But ever since I got rid of it, I've always enjoyed just hearing them drive by, just that sound of a motorcycle cruising on through.
J-Cat?
All right. So I waffled over this, and Bobby mentioned the crack of a bat, right? That's really, really cool. I do like the crack of a bat, but I must admit, one of the sound that I like better is a metal Easton baseball bat. When you make connection with a ball, whether it be Little League, like Keaton's in the T-ball right now, and obviously we're on the T-ball fields, and not a lot of ping going on over there, but we're next to the other field, and you can hear it every once in a while when a young man makes like perfect connection with a ball, and that ping comes off that bat, man. That is beautiful. You know, Big O had a couple pings in a tournament. Eric had shared a video. You could hear that ping, and it brought back so many memories for me, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful sound. And I could remember back in the day, because I couldn't afford batting gloves. And everyone knew if you had batting gloves that your hands wouldn't hurt when you hit the ball with the bat. I love that sound. I think the ping of a metal bat hitting a baseball is just slightly above the crack of a bat at a major league game. The ping.
It's Good pick. All right, Bomar, you got your last two picks.
So I'm going to go with the sound when I was younger, and even to this day, when I was younger, I used to have to sleep with the window open quite a bit because save money on air conditioner. The sound on summer nights of crickets and frogs, just it's going to be the sound of summer nights, but just the insects outside, just the bug zapper hitting the insects, it just brings back a lot of memories. Especially,
you remember when Rob tried to draft the beach? That's a lot of sounds. There's a bug zapper there.
You're getting insects.
Summer nights. Summer nights.
Summer night sounds. That's you want me to type summer nights or
summer loving. Have your class.
Summer nights.
You beat me to it.
It's that time that Shine picked voted. You know what? The beach twice.
You tried to pick Iron Man. Stop it.
Yeah, it's true,
bro.
Bro, you really
bug
summer nights. Crickets
tried to pick Iron Man.
Yeah, crickets in the summer nights.
It's a good.
That's still the most insane pick in Life's a Draft history. Iron
Man. Summer wildlife? He's not a superhero.
You were picking superpowers.
We weren't yet.
Yeah.
We were picking superpowers, and you were trying to take them all because of
his only superpower. Well, he had two. He was really, really intelligent, and he had a lot of money.
All right, it's a good pick, Bo. That was my last pick, if it came back to me.
And I got a baller for the fifth round pick, boys. You guys know what a babbling brook is?
Yes.
So I don't want that put down, but I want stream stream of water.
I'm a zig and zag.
I think babbling brook's a better eye catcher.
Yeah, I think you go with babbling.
You know what a babbling brook is? Good, because I don't want to pick it.
But do you think people know what that is?
Yeah. 100%.
Pick it. So yeah,
I want like a babbling
boat. It's a good one. That's a good
I'm gonna
pick
Love Creek.
You already got one water pick.
Yeah, that's your mistake. Son? You already draft water, son.
Double up on water, kid.
I'm gonna double up so nobody else takes it.
Strategic.
Playing defense here in Life's a Draft.
Boom, babbling Brookmar.
Old babbling Bo doing his thing.
BBBBM.
You call it a creek or a crick? What do you call it? The crick.
Creek.
Offensive pick. That's an unbelievable call.
You call it a creek.
J-Cat, I know your draft board's huge. Can you narrow it down to make your fifth pick?
Yeah, all the way. So for me, if you guys listen to other drafts that we've done, you know I have an affinity for a certain winged animal.
Oh God!
And hearing their call at night, maybe sitting around a fire, cracking a beer, you know, is absolutely just, it's enchanting. You hear an owl call in the middle of the night that, and I'd be like, it's me. That's who.
Is it the great horned owl, J-Cat?
It is the great horned owl who was mentioned no less than 8 times. But yeah, the sound of owls is great.
Have you guys ever heard of a loon?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever heard it like make a sound? Sounds like a coyote. Mm-hmm. Like it literally sounds like a wolf. It's a bird.
O O F.
Wait a minute. It sounds like a coyote. It literally sounds like a wolf.
Well, coyote and a wolf sound like.
No, they do not. They hit completely different octaves. The decibel level they can hit are completely different.
A wolf or Buzz's girlfriend? Wolf.
Wolf.
A one-man wolf pack.
The rapper loon?
The loonies?
I got five on it.
The Saint Lunatics? What's happening right now?
I need to.
It's a Midwest swing. Oh.
That's a good pick, right. Dick. Owl.
Looting owl. All right, Shine, your last pick.
It should be the sound of pen to paper when J-Cat and I buy Pizza Villa.
Hopes and dreams, baby.
Contract signing.
I'm going to take morning birds chirping.
That was on my list.
I was going to take the night owl until someone had to go and take that just about 3 seconds ago. So I'm going to go when I wake up instead of when I'm going to bed. And when I wake up, and the first thing I hear is the birds chirping. I know the sun is shining. I know it's a good day.
What are you, in a Disney movie?
Open the window.
They come and like bring you berries from like a nearby tree.
A motorcycle comes and scares them away.
Morning birds chirping. That's like one of the last things I thought of earlier today. So I can't do this at all, and not many people can. But a lot of times, not just rappers, but people in general have a talent of making like sounds with their mouth called beatboxing.
Razelle?
Yeah, Razelle comes to mind. But yeah, the things that they can do, the way they can make like sound effects and just noises, but just like beatboxing is just kind of cool. And yeah, I'm just going to take beatbox. It's something different. It's a cool sound. A whole bunch of sounds working together. I'm going to go beatboxing. If you don't know who Razelle is, look up Razelle beatboxing.
Yeah, man. Razelle Ghoul. That's my man.
And make the noises, the background noises, like at the same time. It's insane.
But it's nuts.
Do that on like AGT and stuff. It's crazy how the people can, I don't know.
Pop quiz. What is Razelle's real name?
No idea.
His middle name.
Rose.
Middle name?
Roselle Mainly Brown.
Smeals Mainly?
M-A-N-E-L-Y. We're not hating Razelle.
That's
for
grown
some
man.
Reason you hear this, we're not hating.
No,
that's grown man. If your middle name is Mainly.
No. Like Razelle, if your mother only knew.
Yes.
Lie.
Yes.
It.
And the Wu-Tang beat comes in.
Ooh, boys, I know what I'm doing. We done this.
All right, Birdo. Beatboxing's gone. Birds chirping's gone.
There's
Birdo's chirping.
There's a pick that I want, but I have enough. I'm going to pick this one for me. As Ivan Drago said, I fight for me. I absolutely love playing cards and poker. And this sound right here.
Wow.
The sounds of cards shuffling. I love that sound. Like J-Cat's EA Sports pick, it means cards are getting dealt. Gotta see what I got. See if I'm trying to bump the pot up.
You know, rest in peace, Doyle Brunson.
He died. So I'm going to go with card shuffling. Just reminds me of sitting around a card table with my boys, dragging the occasional pot.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that.
Hey, that's
Bobby, I had that on my list, but I also had like the sound of good clay poker chips.
Oh, I love
as you're arranging them and like cranking the, like I was I put those on the list. I like them, but I don't love them. So I was wondering which one are you going to pick, because I knew you were going to pick one of the two. So
like shuffling of chips, I love poker chip shuffling. That it's like a very like a melodic sound of that.
Yeah, especially people who can do it like so like quickly, and it's just nuts, man. It's
very soothing.
Pick Birdo. All right, Catman, the final pick in the sounds draft.
God, so much good stuff left, but I don't have a sports pick, and I'm kind of surprised this didn't get taken. It's kind of hinted at earlier with Bobby, but I can elaborate a little bit on it because I feel like no one is going to take this now. But the sound that a driver makes when you just smash, like the ping, you know what I mean? Or like or like when you connect with like your nine iron and it's the sweep and that like
the crisp,
like, you know, just the crisp. Yeah. Yeah.
I have it on my list.
Yeah.
Same here.
Just a great golf swing, like hitting, you know, making connection and
a nice crisp shot off an iron.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
Flush eight iron.
There's nothing like it. Like if you, yeah, it's crazy.
And that if it's good, you would get the sound of the cup and the roar of the crowd.
And then you're always like, it sounded good. It isn't good, but it sounded good. You know,
playing Tiger Woods 99, it started off with EA Sports. That Tiger Vision. Where it goes,
yeah.
I'm hyped for my honorable mentions too.
Yeah, Catman, we're gonna start off honorable mentions, three undrafted free agents.
All right, so the first one,
what you sign in?
The THX intro for movies. You knew you were about to watch something, some fire like that. It's like
Dolby 6.1,
the loudest thing ever. But like Star Wars movies, good action movies, like they've kind of tried. I can't remember what it's called, but there's something that's at the theater now that's similar to it. But you knew that one.
Yeah, it has that little water droplet sound now too.
Yeah.
I just saw it for Guardians. I can't remember what it is either. So.
Yeah.
Crap.
A vacuum getting crumbs, like a vacuum.
It's a good one.
It just feels so like satisfying. It's like.
Yes, like, I got you. Like, you're so doing good. Something.
You know, you're not wasting like your time.
Yeah, it's just doing it. And you'd be like, there's stuff on the ground. And
hitting microbes.
A good butt slap.
Yeah.
A pop.
When you make like good connection.
Like, when you get, like, right up in there, like,
that. You cup the cheek and it's a little bit risque. But you're right where you need to be.
And it's loud. Like, that. It's just pop. You'd be like, and then the person, like, looks back at you, like,
rolling of the eyes, but they're secretly they're like, okay.
I like respect. Respectful now. Yeah.
Like, those are my three. Like,
make sure you got that consent, Rob.
I was equal opportunity. I'm not like that, you know, good game. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no like, yeah.
I'm not on your team.
All right, Birdo.
All right, I'm Jay Cat and these honorable mentions. I don't even care. How about the sound of a ping pong match? Ding, ding. Love that sound. The sound of a Snapple bottle opening, that pop. I almost drafted this, but I don't think people would really understand it. I love the sound of wind. That like,
I drafted that. Farts.
Nah.
Not breaking wind.
J-Cat, I am very surprised that you didn't pick this. The sound of a transformer transformer.
Oh, I have that on my list.
I did have it, but I've been burned by a couple transformers.
Boy, that was four, not three.
I told you I'm J-Cat and I'm going five. And here's my last one right here.
You want to win? It's that woo woo.
You told me I'm cooking breakfast.
It's the whistle tips. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know about that woo woo, go
to that little mom, Bub Rub.
Little sis.
Sorry, I don't remember, man. I haven't heard that in years.
You put in Bub Rub. The whistles go woo woo.
It's that woo woo.
Be up cooking breakfast.
Should be up in the morning, cooking breakfast or something.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The whistle tips.
All right, I got this. Was almost my fifth rounder, but a perfectly executed high five. So like that sound of that is just nice,
similar to the butt clap.
True.
Yes.
Butt smack.
But not really when we're talking about legal measures.
True. I have. The sound when you put a quarter in like a candy or like a gumball machine, like that clink, and then turning it, and then like the thing, your treat coming down the like.
It's like the old school crank ones.
Yeah. It's just a good sound.
Yeah.
And
always disappointed, though. You never got what you wanted.
Yeah. True. Except Rob. He put it in like the football helmet one and get like a Dolphins one somehow.
Yeah. We get like the Jaguars.
Yeah. Because there's 25 Dolphin ones to every good team.
Your dad would randomly get it, and I get it.
True.
Oh, no. What my dad did was he worked in a grocery store, so he would catch the guy filling it up and be like, yeah, just give me 10 bucks and give me one of every team.
Yeah. Let's beat the odds. My last one would be like, I almost picked this one, movie explosions and movie like punch sounds. Because without like the punching sounds in a movie, they're just so like sweet. It's like, it's just awesome sound effects. So just like movie sound effects in general.
I can't think of the movie. You should have just picked the movie with Ben Stiller in it.
You don't even know the movie you went out with your wife for the first
the
time. So don't
Ben
talk
Stiller
about any other movies.
For sound effects.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Something About Mary.
No. Oh, God. Playing another guy, dude. Playing another
Tropic
dude.
Thunder. I just said
Tropic
it.
Thunder. Okay, yeah. Why everybody's screaming at me, J-Cat?
Heavyweights?
That's the movie.
Picks, that's why.
You eliminated.
Sound effects in that one.
Pick all the best of the movie.
All right. Shine?
I'm going to cheat a little bit. You guys aren't even going to know it. But one of mine, and I went the other way because you took a basketball-related sound in the very beginning, and I had one at the top of my list. So basketball is bouncing. From a distance, as a kid, always was exciting because you knew someone was there and you were going to get to play something other than just shooting hoops by yourself or whatever. So I always thought that was a cool sound. And as you got closer, if it was inside, you heard the sneakers squeaking on the court and all that, like all those basketball sounds. Second, my second choice, honorable mention, living here every once in a while, you hear the roars coming from a distance and they get super loud, and it's not motorcycles, but it's the fighter jets from Jersey or wherever they're coming from flying overhead. I always thought that was kind of cool. And then lastly, I don't know if you guys know, but did you understand that cheetahs chirp?
Yes.
That's
wonderful.
They purr.
That's that Nat Geo pick.
Cheetahs chirp. So I'm just choosing that one because I thought that was rather weird. And
I should have drafted the bird sounds from Tommy Wiseau in the Room.
Cheep, 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 cheep,
cheep. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Chupa Chups.
Somebody took something from Star Wars, so I didn't pick this, but excited R2. That's a great sound. Like when he gets all excited, true, he starts like beeping and whirring. Like,
I thought the Star Wars shaking droids. BB-8 yeah, was like, too.
Yeah, like those droid sounds are awesome, right? Another one is a cocktail shaker, like someone's making you a cocktail, like the bartender or whatever. That's a cool sound. Yeah, so I like that one as well. So I'm a dog guy too, just as much as I'm a cat guy. So one thing I've always loved is like when your dog like wakes up mid nap, looks around and gives you that like that huff, that sigh, goes like goes right back to sleep. It's just awesome. Like you don't even have to be looking at him, you know what happened. They probably farted, woke themselves up, and then was like going back to sleep, right? So that's always awesome. The other thing is the popping of a cork, like from a champagne bottle. That's a really cool sound. Because usually when you're doing that, it means something, you know, good has happened, right? Or it's, you know, 2:30 on a Tuesday and you don't have anything left in the house to drink. So you're popping bottles and that little is really, really good. And since I'm J-Cat and I got to out J-Cat Bobby tonight, we're going to go with the crunch of new snow. Like when you step out on the snow and it's just like, it's kind of silent, but kind of not, you know what I mean? It's just like, and it stops. So it doesn't echo or reverberate. And the other thing would
be. Settle out. Bo doesn't get to pick now because you took three extras.
Well, Bobby took one of mine. J-Cat hasn't took one of mine yet.
All right, go ahead, J-Cat.
Now, the last thing I'll say, and I don't know, I don't think it's permissible in the draft. It's just the opening to Hotel California before they actually start the lyrics, like the intro with the Spanish guitar, and it runs through and then it goes dun dun on that little sound bite, if you will, is something that is special to me. So
I almost wanted to go with the Alan Parsons Project for that same reason. The Bulls. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought of that. I thought of that big time.
I didn't think I'd be able to do it. So I didn't
want what, Shine?
The Alan Parsons Project is the beginning of the Bulls theme song or intro music.
That's who did that?
Yeah.
The Alan Parsons Project.
Let it be known that on this episode of Life's of Draft, Shine taught something to Eric about music.
But what about Round Ball Rock?
We went to the United Center in Chicago and saw and listened to the Alan Parsons Project. In the Bulls intro, Shine wore a brand new jersey and got pizza all over it and almost fell down the stairs.
Was it a Doug McDermott jersey?
It was Doug McDermott. Worst jersey of Doug all McDermott. Time. Of all time. And Bobby and I had some bad ones, but that's by far the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Dougie McDermott. Come on. Dougie McBucket.
They're raging Eric's
for like
voice.
Four games. Like,
he's still in the
Shine's heart.
He's from the Spurs.
He's still in the league.
He played at Creighton. He was a monster at Creighton, right?
Yeah.
Creighton Blue Jays.
His dad still coaches.
Yes.
All right, Bomar.
The Light Cycles of Tron.
You ever seen the movie Tron?
Yeah. Tell me the plot of Tron.
No. Have you ever seen it? No. No. No.
Who lives?
Yes.
I've seen both of them. I've seen Tron Legacy and Tron.
What, the waterfall? Then pick that one.
Jason Waterfall.
And then the sound of like a good old muscle car.
Oh, you Dom Toretta.
He is all about that family.
I was going to say something about squealing tires when you put like peel out. Rob loves that sound. I witnessed it.
I almost what are you talking about? Eat and skirt. Skirt. Those two sounds.
Scraper bikes.
Wow. I'm surprised none of you boys picked up the Wilhelm scream.
Rob, fine. You guys. Wow. Bobby, do you hear what he said?
What?
The scraper bikes. Remember that video? Riding it on my scraper bike.
Scraper bike.
Scraper bike. YouTube scraper bikes. I gotta look that up.
Drunk boys.
When J-Cat mentioned the owls, I was thinking of like the falconer, that generic falcon.
Everything. Beastmaster.
Man, there's lots of sounds in the world that are great. This was a great draft.
Great draft.
Before we wrap it up, we're going to play Rank 'em. This one's going to be a little challenging, so I'm going to give you an extra minute.
Dang.
So just to kind of like see what you can come up with. It'll be tough. So grab your writing utensils, phone, whatever you need. This week's Rank 'em. We drafted the sounds that we love to hear, but what are the sounds, the worst sounds to hear? So this was according to ranker.com, the worst sounds to hear. Top 10. We're going to go ahead and start that now.
My list is outrageous.
You guys had some time to...
Mine's awful.
...come up with the worst sounds to hear. So some of these are, obviously, there are what they are. They might not be obvious. Some of them are going to be like, okay, I'm just going with what I saw. Some of the top 10, a couple of them were like really similar, so I went down to like a number 11 and 12, but you'll see. Here we go. Number 10, screaming.
Oh,
screaming.
Yeah.
That's a one pointer. Number 9, teeth scraping on a fork.
Oh, that's a good one.
Two points. Number 8, I do this probably more than anybody that you know, hocking a loogie.
Oh, that's awful.
Feels so good, though. Got that post-nasal drip, son.
Makes me want to... Me trying to do it makes me want to gag.
Number 7, smacking gum. Oh. People like pop or snap their gum.
Pete Carroll.
I don't know.
You smack that ass, Shine.
Number 6, I'm assuming most of you guys probably had this, but your morning alarm. That was 5 points. No, I know it's tough to think, but when you see here, you're like, yeah, it's a terrible sound. Number 5 is a good one. Buzzing of insects. You know how much I hate flies. That's
you are like the buzzing of flies to him.
I can't stand it. Number 4, I think you guys have this one. Smoke alarm, low battery, or the sound of a smoke alarm.
Gosh, man, that's a good one.
I have fire alarm. Does that count?
No. The battery beep sound is
different. Nope. Yeah. That's two different sounds, dog. In the
morning. Oh, that's awful.
I had a good list. Nothing.
Number 3, Bo mentioned it earlier, whining. 8 points. The sound of whining.
I had kids crying. Does that count?
Crying?
No,
crying?
I had babies crying, too. No, whining's different.
I had Bobby singing. That's pretty similar.
I'm not going to get kids crying.
No,
it's like they whine and cry the same thing.
All right, number 2, 9 points. Nails on a chalkboard or fingernails on a chalkboard.
Thank God.
Got it.
Yes.
9 points.
Finally.
9 points.
Who the fuck has a chalkboard and who's running their fucking nails down?
You know it's a terrible sound. Settle down.
I've been heard it in 22 years. I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know if this is a terrible sound or not. It doesn't bother me. People get mad about it. But chewing with your mouth open, 10 points.
Yes.
That's the number one worst sound, apparently.
So Jason, you put that down?
I have people chewing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Okay. 19, boy. Whew.
Chewing. Those are all your points.
You're telling me
I was throwing up.
Crying is not on there.
Yeah.
I would say whining, bait, crying, you guys can count.
There's nothing other than your baby crying that will get you out of bed faster.
Yeah, hearing... for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like
zero.
Out of,
that's how many like I got. Zero.
Something out of Predator.
So we counting babies crying?
Yeah.
Well, how many points?
8 points. Crying, whining.
Wow.
And no one put Jim Carrey sound in Dumb and Dumber?
Shine.
I don't want to live on this earth
I
anymore.
Had 19.
Some of these people have never had to use restrooms with like
other people.
A lot of other men. Because
yeah, like, you walk in, it's farts like
just.
Batman, you got 19 too?
Just dysentery. Yeah.
Batman always goes to the bathroom.
Shine. I mean,
well, no, I mean, I went to boot camp. I had to share restrooms with, I had to share rooms with five other dudes most of the time. 15 guys using two toilets and two showers and two sinks in the same room.
Like Tommy Sheehan.
Sounds aren't your worst, aren't the worst part of that, Catman.
No, you're telling me. I put people points. Using the restroom, like people.
Yeah, explosive diarrhea. You're telling me when you go outside. You go outside in the morning to start your car to go to work, and you hear that click.
Yep,
that's not the fucking that's the worst. Sorry, I'm dropping F bombs left and right here because I got a zero.
Ranker is like people can just vote. Like I guess people put things, and then you can just first like, of vote. Hey,
second off, Ranker can F all the way off. Because every time I try to load their page, I get halfway through their list.
That's what you get
and
for
they
cheating.
Kick me out.
Try to look up this pre-draft Ranker.coms.
Yeah, because I could have guessed this dumbass.
Bro, how many points do you have?
Well, before I give you my point total, I can't believe Burp was not on there. I can't believe Knuckles Cracking wasn't on there. And J-Cat hates talking on the phone when your phone rings. Like, you don't want to hear that.
When that
So my
it's
total.
2023, text my ass.
I had 18 points, and I'm salty about it.
Bo, points.
18.
The most controversial Rackham thus far.
I know.
Snoring. How can snoring not be on there?
I got kicked out of my bedroom 3 years ago for that.
Hi, boys.
I ain't been back since.
That was the Sounds draft. Great draft tonight. Closing thoughts on the episode. Catman, always start with you.
Hopefully people like the sound of our sweet voices talking about sounds tonight and vote.
I think the picks, there's a lot of good picks. I think people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that. Like, it's going to be that one thing that gets them. It's going to get the votes. So I think it's going to be a tough one. I think the teams are evenly spread. I think there's someone coming up to rear, but I think overall most –
That's a sound all in itself.
All right. Shine. Thoughts.
Like I said earlier when we were just texting each other, these are the kind of drafts that are my favorite. The ones that I felt we could have been all over the map. We kind of were all over the map. Let's see what the voters believe have the best sounds. I went after their hearts tonight. Your children laughing. Is there anything better?
He said, "My children laughing."
Your children,
Harley Jarvis.
Yeah, hearing them sleep—that's way better than laughing.
That was Bobby's pick. Lamar, closing thoughts.
I think the number one pick is going to be a deal breaker for you boys, and then me stealing the baby laugh over kids laugh is going to be a big one. I enjoyed this draft. I liked it. I like talking during the podcast. You know, everybody picking their picks. I think Fart was not a good pick. I think that's going to hurt you. You're probably going to get sixth place. So, yeah.
I take farts over every single one of your sounds.
You're crazy, son.
Your predictions are always so spot on, Bo.
First off, when Bo makes predictions, they go wildly like the opposite way he predicts it.
Confident.
So,
confident.
You're definitely finishing first, Eric. Now, this was definitely cool. I had to omit some sounds that I really, really like just because I know probably people don't like them, right? So I didn't think that certain things that I like would translate. But when I look at my list, I go, well, I really, really like all of these things more than I like those other things. So sometimes I get a little too deep in my list and what I want to draft. So my draft board gets a little crazy. So I narrowed it down, and I'm I'm excited about this one. I'm hoping I bounce back. I've had a sixth place finish and a fifth place finish the last two pods. So here's to finishing third, hopefully. Or fourth. Who cares? Just not fifth or sixth.
Podium, Jake. He's aiming for the podium.
I got to do something.
Sometimes I get a little crazy.
I also forgot to add that I was excited that my wife finally joined us here on the podcast.
Were you excited, though?
He got lashed by her.
Yeah, yelling at you.
I will beat you!
I'm playing with it right now. Can you, it's the quietest noise. Dude, the dishwasher was running and everything. I had no idea how she was doing it.
She was probably like flipping pillows up and opening doors trying to find it. That's why she was so pissed.
Birdo?
Well, I say this often. I do. I think it'd be great if people listen to this episode because you do hear how we explain things. And since a podcast is audio medium, it would be cool to hear the sounds and how we pick them out. Looking at my team, I love everything on my team. I'm afraid I'm in the zone of a lot. I would be a lot of people's second place pick or third, and maybe not a lot of first place votes. But I do think Silence may be the Grotto's pick of the week, but you're going to love it or hate it. And I just don't know if I have any banger picks that are going to get me the votes. But I love this draft. I think it was hilarious and fun. I think it was a really cool topic. And I always leave you with a verse from the Bible, 1 Chronicles 16:11.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!